Our theme for the Vacation Bible School is Building for God. And aren't Legos like the coolest toy ever? There's so much that you can do with Legos. So this morning we talked about the fact that we need to be building up for God in relationship to building up our faith and the church and our brethren. And very briefly tonight, I want us to realize that as the church, you are a building for God. Get your Bibles out. Look at those closing verses of Ephesians chapter 2. And I want us to see, did you see how many times the word building or the word built was found there? There's four verses there. You've got the word building there and you got the word built found there twice. Here's a passage. And what is it telling us? It is telling you that as the church, you are a building for God. Now, some people think the church is the building. Some people look at a building, that look at this structure, and they say, look at that church over there, talking about the building. The church is not a building. The building is not the church. We need to understand that difference. But we do need to see in this passage that God has built us. He has built the church. Jesus came in Matthew 16, 18 and said, on this rock I will do what to my church? I will build my church. Jesus did just as he promised, and here we are in Ephesians chapter 2 reading about how God has built his church. Now when God builds a church, how does he put it together? Some of you are involved in construction and you know how to use blueprints. You know the process that you follow by looking at those blueprints and what comes first and what comes next. God, when he put the church together, I want you to see what he built, remembering that the church is not the building. The church is the people. And as the people of God, I want you to see three things in this passage very briefly. When God built the church together, what did he build? He built his own holy people. Look in verse 19. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. Something happened. When you became a Christian, God took you from being a stranger and a foreigner to his estate and to his commands and to his laws. He took you from being a foreigner and stranger and he made you different. He brought you into something else. He made you to be holy. You're no longer strangers and foreigners, but now as Christians in his church that he built, you are fellow citizens with, you're looking at your Bible, you are fellow citizens with the who? With the saints. Saints are the holy ones. The noun form is in saint. The verb form is the verb sanctified. To be a saint, to be sanctified, is to be set apart, is to be made holy. The church has been set apart by God. The church has been made and built to be a holy people for God. We have been brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are to be a different people. And as his people, we are not to be conformed to this world, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. We're no longer that part of that world. We are to be transformed, becoming a holy, changed, different, set apart creature in the eyes of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, there's a verse that young people need to know in verse 14 where the Bible talks about we are not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. It's talking about our relationships and the serious relationships that we get involved in. We do not need to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers because there's a difference between us and the world. And you get to the first verse of chapter 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and God says, therefore come out from among them and be separate. God doesn't want us to be like the world. He has built us to be his holy people. Are you a part of his church? Are you a part of his holy people? But that's not all that he built the church to be. Not only to be his holy people, but look down in verse 21. God built his church to be a worshiping priesthood. Look at verse 21. Here's this word building again. In whom the whole building, talking about the church, the people, not the walls, not the windows, not the doors, not the carpet, not talking about the people. In whom the whole building being fitted together. God put this together. Now, how did he put it together? It grows into a holy temple in the Lord. The church is depicted by a variety of terms in our New Testament. The church is depicted as the body of Christ. The church is depicted as a vineyard. The church is depicted as a flock. The church is depicted as a kingdom. Here in this passage, the church is depicted as a temple. What was the temple used for? That temple was a place of worship. God has built His church to be a temple, to be a holy temple in the Lord. Look at that word holy again in verse 21. To be a holy temple in the Lord. We as His church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the church itself is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Here we are as a body of worshiping people. That's what God has built us to be. To be a people that bring honor and glory to Him. We are to worship the Lord our God, and Him only are we to serve. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, we are called a royal priesthood. Did you know, if you are a member of the Church of Christ, did you know that you are a priest? You're a priest. Or maybe you're a priestess. If you're a girl, maybe you don't like the word priest. You can be called a priestess. That'd be okay. But God has made you to be a priest. You know why? You have direct access to God. Go back up in this passage. Go back up in this passage, verse 18. The verse before we started in verse 19. What do we have in verse 18? For through Him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Guess what you are? You are a priest. You have direct access to God, and as a priest, you offer your own worship. You don't worship through another man. You don't offer your sacrifices through another man. You have direct access to God, and as a body, as His church, we are a worshiping priesthood. Are you a member of His church? Do you have direct access to God? Are you a priest? Are you a saint? The third thing in verse 22, what else has God built His church to be? When God put His church together, He made it to be His own holy people. He made it to be His worshiping priesthood. But finally, you get down to verse 22, and He made the church to be His dwelling place, in whom you also are being built together. Not just built, but built together. God put in your mind, imagine God putting all of the pieces of the church, not the building, not the walls and the floor and the ceiling and the roof, the people. God has built us together. Remember in Acts chapter 2? Remember the first time the gospel was preached in Acts chapter 2? And the people were pricked in their heart when they heard the message that was preached in Acts 2 and verse 37. And they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter told them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." That's how you become a part of His church. That's how you become saved. That's how you have the remission of sins, is to have your sins washed away in baptism when the blood of Jesus takes away every sin you've ever committed. Have you ever done that? The Bible says in verse 41, those who gladly received His word were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Verse 47 says they were added to His church. The Lord added daily those who were being saved. That's God building His church. That's God building it together, fitting it together. And in verse 22, what did He fit the church together to be? The dwelling place of God. Yes, God resides in heaven, but God resides in the church. God resides within His body of people. When you would go back to the Old Testament, God resided in the most holy place. Guess what is the most holy place on this earth now, if it's not His church, His holy people, where God dwells in our presence. And as a Christian, as one of His children, God dwells in your life specifically. Are you a Christian tonight? Are you a member of the Church of Christ? Are you a member of the church that we read about in the Bible? Are you a part of that church that God built? The church that Jesus said He was going to build. Are you a part of the church that God built together to be His holy people, to be His worshiping priesthood, to be His dwelling place? If you're not a part of His church, why don't you become so tonight? Why don't you give your life to Him just like they did in Acts chapter 2? You don't become a Christian today any different than they became a Christian in New Testament times. If somebody teaches you a different way to become a Christian than what they were taught in Acts chapter 2, you're not becoming a Christian like they were in Bible times. Why don't you become a Christian tonight the way they did in the New Testament? By believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Turn away, repent, just like Peter told them to do from their sins. Confess the faith that's in your heart. And be buried with Christ, buried in baptism, in order that the blood of the Son of God might wash away your sins. When you do that, He adds you to His church. He writes your name in heaven. If you've never done that, we want you to do that tonight. We want to encourage you to do that tonight. This church is going to sing to encourage you. If you're a child of God and you've taken those steps before, but as a member of His church, perhaps you have not had being a holy people and a worshiping priesthood and a dwelling place of God as a priority in your life. This church can help you in any way. Why don't you come right now as together we stand and sing.